Welcome to Jerry Osborne's Vinyl Village. When those
oldies play, we listen. I'm Jerry, and our village is like no other.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Today on the Vinyl Village, we will have part two of the All Request Shows. Throughout the year of 2019, we've had people call on the phone or come to the studio just to be able to hear some of their favorite songs. And here comes the first of people who requested songs on our show over the course of this year. Come on in and give us your name and tell us where you're listening to the show today.
Hi, Jerry. This is Gary in Mesa, Arizona.
Okay, my friend, you know how this works. You pick a song. I play it.
So, Jerry, the song that I'd like to request today is No Reply by the Beatles, 1965. Thank you, Jerry.
Great googly moogly. There's only one way to reply to that request.
This happened once before, when I came to your door. No reply. They said it wasn't you, but I saw you peep through your window. I saw the light. I know that you saw me. As I looked up to see your face, I tried to telephone. They said you were not home. That's a lie. 'Cause I know where you've been. And I saw you walk in your door. Said you were not home. That's a lie. 'Cause I know where you've been. And I saw you walk in your door. I nearly died. 'Cause you walk hand in hand with another man in my place.
From the album Beatles 65. And sometimes there's just no reply. And hey, no matter where you live, whether it's right here on the Olympic Peninsula in Washington or somewhere else in the world, you can always listen to kptz.org. As you have probably heard, a lot of requests come from hundreds or thousands of miles away. But every so often, we get one that's a little bit closer, like right next door. And you better believe that our welcome mat is always out for our lovely neighbor at the food bank, Shirley Moss.
Hey, this is Shirley Moss from the Port Townsend Food Bank. When I was a young girl, I just loved Melanie Safka and all of her music, and I would listen to it all the time. And one of my favorite ones of hers was Candles in the Rain, and I would love to hear that again.
So close, there was no room.
Quite a song by Melanie and the Edwin Hawkins Singers. And the full title is Lay Down, Candles in the Rain.
That was a delight hearing that again. Thank you so much, Jerry, and I'll look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you, Shirley, and we will be getting together with you again. It's always fun when we have a request from someone who is also in the radio business. And here's an example of that right now from our buddy Alex Ward, who is based in Memphis and who is heard on Sirius XM Radio.
Hi, Jerry. This is Alex Ward in Memphis, Tennessee. From the Pink and Black Days on Sirius XM, 50s on 5. I want to see if you got a song by Elvis. All those forgotten songs, I think, is When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again.
Well, when my blue moon turns to gold again. What a rainbow turned the cloud away. Well, I'm in my blue, the moon turned to gold again. You'll be back within my arms today. Will a memory that linger in my heart, memory that make my heart grow cold. Well, someday gonna live again, sweetheart. And I blew a moon again, no time to go. Well, the wind of my blue, the moon turned to gold again. Well, the rainbow turned the clouds away. Well, the wind of my blue, the moon turned to gold again. Now you'll be back. Someday they're gonna live again, sweetheart. Those memories. And my blue moon again will turn to gold. When my blue the moon turns to gold again. When the rainbow turns the cloud away. When my blue the moon turns to gold again. You'll be back.
From Memphis, the heart of the Mid-South, to a lovely little spot in Southern California.
Hi, Jerry. This is Denise Hoffey in Laguna Beach, California. I listen to you all the time on the internet, and I'd really love to hear Green Grass by Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Green grass,
If you were to drive from Laguna Beach to around Tampa, Florida, you would be in for approximately 2,500 miles on Interstate 10. Fortunately, we can get there much faster. And here is our man in Florida.
Hello, Jerry. This is Glenn Anderson from Valrico, Florida. And we're listening to you on the internet here in Florida today. Jerry, one of my favorite songs is Always On My Mind by Willie Nelson.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. When you were always on my mind,
Now that we have satisfied one of our Floridian listeners, there's a first-time caller in Federal Way who's waiting to make a request.
Hi, Jerry. This is Tim Robinson. I'm in Federal Way, and I know you take requests for your show, and I'm reminded of many years ago when I was a youth, and I used to call the radio stations myself to ask for songs. It's been a long time since I've heard Marty Robbins, and I would like to know if you could play El Paso City.
From 30,000 feet above the desert floor, I see it there below. A city with a legend, the West Texas city of El Paso, where long ago I heard a song about a Texas cowboy and a girl, and a little place called Roses where he used
used to go and watch this beauty world. I don't recall who sang the song, but I recall the story that I heard. And as I look down on the city, I remember each and every word. The singer sang about a jealous cowboy and the way he used a gun to kill another cowboy, then he had to leave El Paso on the run. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, the cowboy lived and rode. Love was strong, he couldn't stay. He rode back just to die in that El Paso sand. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. I try not to let you cross my mind, but still I find there's such a mystery in the song that I don't understand. My mind is down there somewhere as I fly above the badlands of New Mexico. I can't explain why I should know the very trail he rode back to El Paso. Can it be that man can disappear from life and live another time? And does the mystery deepen cause you think that you yourself lived in that other time? Somewhere in my deepest thoughts, familiar scenes and memories unfold. These wild and unexplained emotions that I've had so long, but I have never told. Like every time I fly up through the heavens and I see you there below, I get the feeling sometime in another world I live in El Paso. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, could it be that I could be the cowboy in this mystery that died there in that desert sand so long ago? El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, a voice tells me to go and see, another voice keeps telling me maybe death awaits me in El Paso. El Paso City.
From one of our devoted listeners in Federal Way, Washington, that was Marty Robbins and El Paso City from 1976. And next we get to hear from Carol, who's right here in our City of Dreams.
Hi, Jerry. This is Carol from Port Townsend. I would like to hear Orange Blossom Special. It's recorded by Billy Vaughn and his orchestra in 1960. Thanks, Jerry. Thank you.
One thing that I have learned about our listeners is they're a pretty knowledgeable group. And here's a clever example of that from Ron in sunny San Diego.
Hi, Jerry. This is Ron calling, and I listen to you online from sunny San Diego. And this, I swear, is true. I think you're the greatest. And from that, I figure you'll know which Skyliner song I'd like to hear. Thanks, Jerry.
Okay, you did say it was a Skyliner song, but maybe I need to hear that clue one more time.
And this, I swear, is true.
This, I swear, is true.
By the Skyliners and their great lead singer, Jimmy Beaumont, and that is This I Swear from 1959.
Hello, Jerry. This is local Port Townsend Nick, a native of this town, and I have been enjoying your show very much, hearing stuff that I love, hearing stuff I didn't know about to expand my horizons. I've been working on that 50 years, actually. And interesting enough, recently you played a song by Candy Staten. About 2 years ago, just became aware of her, and I heard a really wonderful song that I would like to have you share with everybody who listens, and it's called I'd Rather Be an Old Man's Sweetheart Than a Young Man's Fool. Can you do that for me?
Of course I can, Nick. You know my mandate. You pick 'em, I'll play 'em.
Keep me warm. I'd rather be an old man's sweetheart than to be a young man.
Thank you, Jerry, very much for playing that and letting me be here with you live in the studio. It's an honor, and great show. Keep up the good work.
We'll do our best to do exactly that, Port Townsend Nick. And now it's not a request, but it's an important message from Deborah K. Hammond.
Hi, I'm Deborah Kate Hammond, and I'm so glad you're listening to KPTZ in Port Townsend.
Yes, indeed. We are broadcasting all over the world from PT, as evidenced by Diane Mitchell listening to us in Cathedral City, California.
Hi, I'm Diane Mitchell. I live in Cathedral City, California. It's right between Palm Springs and Rancho Mirage. There are some songs that have opening notes that are the same, and one of them for me is Take It to the Limit by the Eagles, and then If You Don't Know Me By Now by Teddy Pendergrass. I'm always disappointed by the Eagles one, even though it's a great song, but I love to hear Teddy Pendergrass sing If You Don't Know Me By Now.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Only act like children when we argue for some fun.
If you don't know,
if you don't know. Our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together.
Oh, I love that song. Thank you for playing it for me. It's so beautiful. One of my favorites of all time.
Oh, Diane, believe me, it's my pleasure to do this. And yes, you were right about Teddy Pendergrass being the lead singer on this tune, but the only credit on the record label is Harold Melvin and his Blue Notes, and there's no mention of Teddy. And that could have been because this was his first recording with that group. And now our second all-request hour continues with a visitor who we always love to hear from, someone who ranked among the top five female country singers of the entire decade of the 70s, a genuine superstar sweetheart.
Hi, Jerry. This
is Donna Fargo in Nashville.
As you know, Donna, you can pick any song by anyone, and whatever you pick is what I'm going to play.
I wish you would play Little Things by Willie Nelson. And I just think it's so well written. It's a story song, just a wonderful song.
I hope I won't disturb you with this call. I'm just in town for such a little while. And I thought perhaps you'd like to hear the news. Jeannie's grades were the highest in the school. Billy sure does look a lot like you. I understand your other son does too. Billy said, tell Mom I miss her so. These were some little things I thought you'd like to know. Remember Sam and Peg, who lived next door? With them, it seemed, we always laughed so much. Well, Sam and Peg don't live there anymore. I understand, they broke up just like us. The house we lived in now has been torn down. Of all the things we owned, the last to go, a freeway now runs through that part of town. These were some little things that I thought you'd like to know. These were some little things that I thought you'd like to know.
Willie Nelson, who is brilliant in all phases of music, and there he is with Little Things from 1967, as requested by Donna Fargo, and as heard here on The Vinyl Village with yours truly, Jerry Osborne. Now we have the first of two music requests from a couple of my friends and colleagues here at KPTZ. And they don't need to phone it in. They can come and sit right beside me and make their wishes known in person. So who wants to be brave and go first?
Hi, Jerry. This is Rich Ruff. I do the Ethereal Excursions program on KPTZ on Saturday evenings from 10 until midnight. And that's a completely different kind of music than country music. But I've been in a country music band since I was 8 years old. Wynn Stewart's Wishful Thinking. That was one of the first of the Bakersfield Sound songs. Thanks very much, Jerry, for putting on this great show here on KPTZ.
I guess that
glad it hadn't meant goodbye. But I guess that's wishful thinking. Now I know why some people cry. I'll just live my life in dreams and long for your love. It's you I'm wishing for, and it's you I'm thinking of.
Wynn Stewart from 1959 and Wishful Thinking. And now I'd like to hand the microphone over to the one and only Disco Geezer.
Hey everybody, Disco Geezer here at KPTZ. I'm here with Jerry Osborne. I do a show on Thursday evening at 7 called the Disco Geezer Show, focused on funk, disco, late 70s, early 80s. And I like to grab some new music every now and then.
And now who can I play for you?
Midnight Star. I love this band. There's something about their energy. There's something about their use of the vocoder and the talk box. There's something about their groove that just makes it all right. This track is called Operator.
Operate on me. Take control of it by.
That was great, Jerry. Thank you very much for having me, and let's do it again sometime.
Now I'm curious as to what they want to hear down Tucson way.
Hey, Jerry. It's Robert from Tucson. Thought I'd give you a call. I've been dreaming you on my Google Home and love what you're doing there. Hoping you would play Seven Spanish Angels. Since I live in Tucson, I figured it'd be good to have some sort of Spanish influence.
Looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
She reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar,
at the altar of the sun.
Oh, I believe that.
you so much. I really do appreciate it. So you take care, my friend.
I appreciate the nice words, Robert, and thank you for the request. And now I have the good fortune to be joined here in the studio with the lovely and talented Donna Jean.
Hi, Jerry. This is Donna Jean from Port Ludlow. I am so excited to be here. I could have called in my song, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, by Mark Chestnut, but I just had to meet you and watch you work.
Baby, I'm working.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing, watch you smile while you're sleeping, while you're far away and dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, 'cause I miss you. And I don't want to miss a thing, 'cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream will never do, I'd still miss you. And I don't want to miss a thing. Lying close to you, feeling your heart beating, and I'm wondering what you're dreaming, wondering if it's me you're seeing. Then I kiss your eyes and thank God we're together. I just want to stay with you in this moment forever. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, 'cause I miss you. And I don't want to miss a thing, 'cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream will never do, I'd still miss you. And I don't want to miss a thing. I don't want to miss one smile. I don't want to miss one kiss. I just want to be with you, right here with you, just like this.
Don't Want to Miss a Thing. That was a number one hit for Mark Chestnut in 1998. And Donna Jean, that was a great pick. And I could tell by watching you that you didn't miss a thing.
Oh, man, that was great to hear that again. So thankful for you to playing that for me. Jerry, I hope we can do this again. This is so fun, and see you soon.
Time now for the third song request from the Golden State.
Hi, this is Terry Campbell. I'm calling from California. I'd like to request a song by Ricky Nelson. It's called You Tear Me Up.
Okay, my friend, you picked it, and I'm playing it.
Just tear me up, smile at me, and if my head starts buzzing like a honeybee, my eyes won't focus and I'm so upset. I sit here shaking in a cold, cold sweat. You're making a fool out of me.
that's pretty easy to see. You just tear me up every time we kiss. I never thought that love would ever be like this. Yes, you know that I'm in love with you. I'd wish you'd tell me that you love me too. Every time you kiss me, I tremble like a little old pup. When you put your arms around me, baby, you tear me up. I just wanna know if you love me too. Leave me now, I don't know what I'll do. So in love that I can hardly speak. My head is spinning and I'm feeling weak. So won't you consider my like a little old pup. When you put your arms around me, baby, you tear me up. I just wanna know if you love me too. Cause if you leave me now, I don't know what I'll do. So I'm in love that I can hardly speak. My head is spinning and I'm feeling weak. So won't you consider my plea? Don't take advantage of me. No, don't take advantage.
Now that we've come to our last song, I'm going to do a switcheroo, meaning I will request a song from one of our most popular celebrity guests, a true supporter of the Vinyl Village. And here's a big welcome to Miss Connie Francis.
Hi, Jerry.
In one of our conversations several years ago, you almost jokingly said you recorded a lot of songs that could have been hits, but weren't because you had so many hits. That almost sounds like an embarrassment of riches. Would you elaborate a bit on that?
My best efforts appeared on albums which the public never heard, because MGM was a singles-oriented label. And so they didn't want any of my albums to interfere with the airplay of the singles, which earned them at the time the most money. Some of the best things that I've recorded and things I'm really proud of, the public has never heard.
Well, Connie, here's what we're going to do. You give us an example of a song that fits that description, and everyone in the Vinyl Village will hear it right now.
Just trying to think. Yes, on the Connie and Clyde album, Somebody Else Is Taking My Place, because that was a hit record.
Somebody else is taking my place. Somebody else now shares your love.
get set to go on a blues journey with Taylor Clark, and that starts right now.